Hi, this is John. Before we begin today's podcast, I would like to invite you to visit my website, johnburney.org, where you can join my mailing list, contact me directly for private one-on-one work, access written, audio, and video teachings, and sign up for retreats, as well as find the schedule for my public gatherings. May you realize true peace and happiness. Every moment we're here, and we keep returning back. And with an open mind and a fresh perspective, we learn continually how to be available to allow opening to happen. And we don't know what we're going to find right now, necessarily. We could be off in thought or on reflection in some way, or caught in sensing or feeling. And yet we make this commitment to arrive and be present and discover. We may like it, we may not like it. It may be foreign. Sometimes being where we are is uncomfortable. And yet, what is it that we really value? What's really important, ultimately? And then, you know, they're the sort of words that we often say, things that we often refer to, you know, that are important. Peace, love. Joy. And I think we find that there's a certain approach that we've been conditioned in life that often keeps us somewhere else rather than here. So returning back, coming back is a kind of training almost, like mindfulness, to return to your breath, to return to sensation, to return to seeing, hearing, sensing, breathing. And it takes a kind of shift to be able to not get caught in our assessment of how it is. Because that's so much a habit. We automatically make conclusions, comparisons, judgments, analysis. We often live in a mental world that keeps us separate from what we really value. I think most of us have found at one time or another, certainly in the loss of a loved one or when one has been very sick and disabled, that what ultimately we find is important is love,
the people we love and those who love us. I mean, really on a human level, very important. And we often seek it and long for it if we don't have it. Perhaps we never really felt loved. And so a lot of us learning what that is more and more deeply. And as we open, as we tune in profoundly, as you are here, we begin to find out more and more and more what that really is. And it's unknowable. It's part of this vast mystery of being. I don't know why, but this simple thought came in. Like, it seems kind of funny, but I'll say it anyway. How can you live with yourself? So it used to be a safe way. I'd like, since we're neighbors, let's be friends, you know. My dad used to say, I'm going to go shop at There Is No. And I'm going, what are you talking about? Safeway. Yeah. So we learn to go outside our comfort zone. We learn to enter the realm of vulnerability and insecurity and begin to trust that that's how the bud breaks open and becomes a flower, by allowing that natural breaking away, opening and flowering to happen. And that's always happening for us. And when you feel that pressure in your neck or in your throat or in your chest, in your gut, something's wanting to move, something's wanting to open. Maybe it's not ready. Maybe it doesn't feel ready yet. Doesn't have the what it needs yet. So that's okay. We learn how to be with it. We learn how to be the loving presence for it. Patient, infinitely patient, loving presence. Rather than, well, when am I going to get enlightened already? And then the few expletives. When I was a monk and we were, you know, sitting unbelievable amounts of meditation on black sofas and black robes and cold environments, cold, damp environments. And we used to call it, Zazen, we used to call it cranking out another Z. Cranking out the Z's. Gonna go crank out some more Z's. It was like hard labor. But of course we did that because we longed for freedom. We longed for the promise of oneness, as you do. It's in our nature. It's not because somebody brainwashed you into believing it was a good idea to buy their dogma. No, it's in you. It's in the seed of you that knows the flower already. It's not a concept. It's not a belief at all. And you've all tasted, at least tasted, if not, you know, dove in, is that the right word? Dived in, I don't know. I don't even know how to say that. Sorry. And that is the guiding force. That's the guiding light, the movement of, and the movement towards what you absolutely value more than anything, beyond your mind, beyond your beliefs, beyond even how you could conceptualize it. That's why it's such a odd challenge to even talk about it. That's why I was saying in the little piece I published recently that I'd be great if we could just do this without any words, so there wasn't any confusion. If your mind is confused, then drop into your body and forget what you're thinking about. Forget what I'm saying. Don't let it get in your way. But rather, come back to your breath. It's been working for you ever since you became someone as a person. Trust that. You automatically trust your life in a way that you don't ever really probably think about very often, if ever. And yet, it doesn't take much reflection to realize that you actually trust a lot already, even if you feel very paranoid about everything else. The future, your health, your money, your relationships, the state of the world, you know. It's a lot to be paranoid about. You could easily spend all of your time with it. And more. How is it possible to be free when there's so much to be afraid of? Thank goodness the answer is beyond how you can think. That it's in the essence of your being to deeply know that freedom, even in the midst of the unknown future. We all know instinctually that any moment could be it, could be our transition to some other existence, whatever that is. Maybe we don't dwell on that or think about it, but sometimes it's helpful to know that truly, right now, this is it. So are you here? Are you available? Are you enjoying being with yourself? Or do you want to get away? Do you want a different story? Do you remember those bumper stickers? You'd be driving on the freeway and somebody would have a, you know, like a little printed picture of a sailboat. I'd rather be sailing. I'd rather be doing anything but what I'm doing. Anything rather than this. And then you somehow or other tasted this so-called truth. You glimpsed it, and it was mana. maybe you dropped acid or had a good psilocybin trip or something, and you went, wow, you had your paradigm cracked one way or another. And everybody here has. Doesn't have to necessarily be with. However it was, you know, you all of a sudden got a glimpse of another possibility. For me, it was just, I didn't know why I was struggling so much when I was young. And I thought, what's the point? What am I doing? I mean, it was the 60s. We were all questioning a lot of things. Yeah, that was a very volatile time. And I had parents who actually encouraged me to think and question, which is really recommended. How many people I've met who weren't allowed to question? Because if they did, they would be excommunicated. They would be marginalized or rejected. So we've often learned to hold back our pain, our emotions, our feelings. And as we open, as we begin to learn more and more and deepen more and embody more into presence, unless you just want to bypass in a blissful state and you actually want to live a full life, then you begin to learn and allow and learn how to feel, maybe for the first time, in a way that isn't caught in the story, but rather in the powerful, energetic releasing of that and transmutation of that, which brings you more deeply into presence. So you're not afraid anymore of your conditioning, of your so-called ego or whatever. Not a problem at all. Actually, if anything, a guide for how to pay attention. That's why often, you know, I've had, when I was first teaching just straight meditation, so to speak, you know, like Buddhist meditation, Vipassana meditation I was teaching, and also Zen meditation back 40 years ago. You know, people would say, I'd give instruction, and I still do. And people say, can I record this? And I usually said, no. Why not? Because I want you to find the guidance within. I want you to find out how to pay attention to what's coming up for you rather than to follow somebody else's instruction. I mean, that's fine to utilize that to kind of get the hang of it. But ultimately, we're each given the opportunity to discover that guidance and learning within. Every moment, actually. So, when I say I'm learning all the time, it's the truth. And I really hope you are too. Because that's a good thing. That's a great thing. It's not about being the knower. That's the ultimate contraction. The ultimate suffering is to be the knower. How can you be the knower of the unknown? Hello? I mean, it's called a conflict of interest. So you begin to trust this not knowing. I love it when I had a huge shift with my first kind of realized teacher that I had a close relationship with, Jean Klein. I remember I was the knower for sure. And I had every book, you know, I had walls filled with books. I'd read them all. And then there was this huge 180-degree shift. And it was like the burden of knowing had disappeared. I literally felt weightless. I mean, literally. I literally felt like I was floating. And I think I was on a retreat with him at Mount Madonna way back in the 80s somewhere. I loved how he said it. He said, being understanding, live in not knowing. And it wasn't a concept. This is like what was happening. I went, whoa. And I went down to visit a dear friend and mentor since I was like 20, still close, Fritz Smith, who was down in Watsonville at the time, and he was an osteopath and founded Zero Balancing Work. And I went to see him, and he was very energetically sensitive and spiritually open and great healer. And he took one look at me, and he goes, "What happened to you?" Yeah. I mean, this was just like, you know, like, wow. I went, yeah. So we were on the same path of healing, being healers, and also spiritually. And it was... just another step, you know, just another discovery. And you will have, every each individual has their own discovery. So forget what I just said. Forget what I went through. Not probably that helpful to hear about it. Unless it's somehow an invitation for you to keep being available, being your best friend. We all need a best friend. So start with being your best friend. How you treat yourself. I learned a long time ago that I didn't treat myself very well. That was really hard on myself. And I think it took me decades to learn to be more gentle with myself. I'm still learning, but I think I'm better at it now. Now that I'm a senior citizen. Can't quite run up and down the 3 flights of stairs like I used to. I sometimes do it and I forget that I'm not 20 anymore. Because I lived in that same apartment for almost 40 years. And I'm 65 now. Anyway. But it doesn't feel like I've been there that long at all. I mean, it's surprising that I can keep going up and down those stairs and I enjoy it. I'm thinking, you know, if I ever move anywhere, I want to make sure there's a lot of stairs. This has probably been good for me. Lugging all the groceries, carrying all the sound equipment, you know. The wisdom and the guidance and the clarity is within you. You don't really accumulate knowledge about it. It's more that you learn to let it reveal itself to you. And if you have an open mind that's flexible and not caught in how it should be, then you actually can learn. Then your paradigm, you're not in a paradigm anymore. You're living outside the paradigm of belief. You're actually living very much now. So, as my mom used to say, first things first, and get out of your head. Is it really helping you? I mean, really. I mean, if you have loving, supportive thought, wonderful. That's great. And I really recommend and encourage communing with your unconscious mind. And if you want to call that your true nature or the or God or the divine, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't matter. But it is the mystery. So start communicating from your truth into truth. It works. And however you find that communion, however you can discover that how that communion works, I recommend it highly. As a part of your practice, as a part of your discovery. It's great just to sit and be in presence, and that for some people is enough, but not for most. Most people need a lot more help with physical healing, with emotional healing and integration, with psychological healing, and with understanding and really becoming fluid in this interface between our relative existence and our ultimate reality, which are not separate. So, quite a journey we are on, all of us together. And we learn from each other, and I'm just sharing what I've learned. And we also share on the deep level of being. So when we just sit, if we're available, if we're sensitive, we can tune into that resonant oneness. That's the ultimate teaching, of course. The transmission of the Dharma, so to speak. If you've had that lingo in your paradigm. I did. Okay, well, let's sit a couple of minutes and then I'll open it up for questions and answers, so to speak. And okay. Patricia, come on up, and then...
So let's sit together for a minute.
Sure. Sure, of course.
I'm finding that there's an energy that's coming through really intensely, particularly at work. It's hard to articulate this, but it's not what I want, but it kind of, it's this part of me that like gets things done. It's kind of militaristic.
Okay.
And it doesn't like mesh with this idea of who I would like to be or this kind of soft open space, you know?
Okay.
But it's like something that kind of comes out that it comes out before I can even think about it, kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm. But you're noticing it.
Yeah, I am.
And you're having feelings about it.
And I'm having feelings about it. Yeah.
Okay. Is it so? Something is shifting.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's so important to express, I don't want to say name because that sounds too much like identifying and labeling, but really to express somehow the truth of it.
Yeah.
To give it that expression so it can begin to shift. We don't really know how to get what we want, but we can ask, which is what you're doing. And you see the fields opening up right now. I don't know if you can feel it. So there's something about, this is what I was talking about earlier, but this is communing right now. Satsang is really a communion with the truth. And so it isn't that we're sitting here and doing problem solving and analyzing and, you know, all of that. But it's really at this deeper level of the wisdom that we are. And amazingly, it works on this level. Good. So, and you have the sensitivity and the vulnerability to tell the truth. This is what I meant earlier, when we're friends to ourselves, we tell ourselves the truth. And we're not bullshitting ourselves.
Right.
We're not deluding ourselves. We actually, it's important to be honest with ourselves, no matter what we think or feel. Essential.
I think I have mixed feelings about it because...
Yeah, of course.
I mean, there's this idea of what I'd like me to be. Mm-hmm. But by the same token, I'm aware that there's parts of me that I've held back. Pretty intensely. Mm-hmm. And as my loving husband said, well, honey, maybe you're just showing your real self.
I'm so glad you brought that up because it's one of the things that I really wanted, that was wanting to come through today, was to talk about authenticity. Yeah. And it's remarkable how that isn't really allowed in the so-called free world. You know, that's what we all seek, is to be truly authentic.
Yeah.
And to be loved and accepted, really. Yeah. So this is so important that you're honoring that. You know, at work, you have to play the game, right? You have to perform. You have to do the deal, do the job.
Yeah.
Make a living. It's my grandfather used to say, I have to go to work. He was, yeah, Brooklyn.
So was my father-in-law. Bronx.
Yeah. You know, how many people get to do work they're inspired with? Those are the lucky ones. Yeah. There it is. There it is. You see? That's really what's under there. So you let that, you grieve. We grieve. We allow your heart to release its burden. See, now something's opening in you. I don't know if you can feel it, but the heart is healing. There's some healing and expansion happening right now. This is why this work that we are allowing ourselves to be available to here is so absolutely profound. Beautiful. Feel that? It's just this flowering. You may not be able, you're in it. But the people who are not, you can feel it in your room. Thank you. See, this is where you want to also have gratitude for your authenticity to being honest with yourself. It works. It really works.
I guess I'm just on a practical level. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I should just kind of honor that this energy is coming through and that's just what's happening. Or if it's like this is a reactivity kind of thing that I should look at. I don't know, when I say that, sound right.
Why not explore it? I mean, that's the value of not knowing and learning all the time. You don't have to get it right. It's not about getting it right. It's not about knowing which, you know, when you come to a fork in the road, which way. There's either that way or that way. Or just sitting there, turning around and going back. No, I don't think I'm ready for that. we get caught, and I don't know if you have this, but we get caught in this conditioning where we somehow can't, you know, not get an A, right? We have to get it right. We have to win. We have to get all the answers. We're rewarded for that kind of performance.
I think I want to be true. I want to be true. You know,
what does that mean? You want to be true. We have, everyone has parallel conflicting realities. Everyone. We have to let that be instead of saying, oh no, we have to be, everything has to synchronize. It doesn't. The bigger space allows, the ocean has everything in it. It's still the ocean. It doesn't change the ocean. Go ahead. You want to be true.
Yeah, I don't. I guess if this is reactivity, if this is just some kind of conditioning that's playing itself out,
yeah,
then I want to be able to see through that and break through that and not indulge
then,
it.
Then that's what you want to ask for. Into your unconscious mind, into your deep self, ask for that. Because if we knew how to do it, we would have done it a long time ago. This is where we think we're doing it or we're in control, and mostly we're not. It's very, our part in all this is important, but it's, that's a lot of what we really learn on this path is what is our, what, how do we really participate in this in a way that allows it, and how do we, and how are we in the way? That's the fine-tuning. That's what I mean by we're learning all the time.
Yeah, I have been wondering that more. Like, maybe I'm not doing this, you know.
Good. Oh, good. I'm glad you, yes, that's right. You're not. That's right. You're not doing the reactivity either. But it's happening. You may not like it. Mm. Or you may get weird feedback about it or whatever, right? But I'm saying that, but that's a teaching. That's like, whoa, wait a minute. And that, we learn to ask the questions that actually allow the doors to start opening. That's what you're doing. It's working. I know. It makes us very innocent in a way, and young. You'll get younger. You will get younger in a good way because you'll be brighter. You'll be more available, like a kid, you know, like a new experience. You won't be constantly sorting for what this means from the past.
Yeah.
It's different to be here fully. It sounds very trite, very cliche, but actually it's such a powerful teaching to get that. Here means nothing added, nothing extra. That's what emptiness is. That's what no self is. That's it. See? And you keep bringing attention to the resistance, to the longing, to the fear, whatever is arising, okay? Can you tell there's an opening happening? Good. Be the opening. Don't be the thought about it.
There's this thought that wants to express itself about.
What is it? What does it want to say?
I don't think I can.
It's okay if you can't, if it's not ready. It's okay.
No, I'm trying. There's this energy or this power that's coming through, and I can't hold it back anymore.
Good. Many people feel that. I hear it all the time, actually, when I'm working with people. That's good. Let it happen. It will happen by itself, actually. Notice what's holding it back. That's all you need to do. And when it's ready, it will happen, not when you're ready. And you can't know when that is. I thought I knew. I went through this for years. And finally I realized, clearly, it's going to just... And then it happened. And I thought it was, you know, all the reasons I thought it wasn't happening. And all of which were not right. But I believed it, and I kept pushing. Until, you know, eventually you give up in a good way. Eventually you just surrender. And I don't mean, in a good way. That's what dropping body and mind means, that teaching. It's just, it happens by itself. So be aware of the pressure of something wanting to come forward. Just be aware of it. Be the space around it. It's already happening. I can feel it with you. Don't let your thinking get in the way of what's actually happening. You know, there's the fear of losing control. There's the fear of dissolving into the infinite. Now that can be part of it, the instinctual fears of survival.
I think I just needed like a permission.
Okay. Well, it's already happening.
Hey, John.
Hey, Kevin.
Good to see you.
You too. Thanks.
Guess settle down. So, I'm going through some shit. I'm gonna start crying.
It's fine. Go ahead. It's okay. Take your time. It's okay. Yeah. You want a tissue?
Yeah, I'll probably need that. Is there?
There's none over there. Here, let me get a cup here.
So I'm getting to the point of making the decision. I have to put my cat down.
Oh, sorry.
And yeah. It's hard.
No, it hurts.
Right.
It's a very difficult thing to do.
Right. Like, I don't want to wait too long.
Mm-hmm.
She's scheduled for Monday.
Hmm.
This past week's been a quick, you know, it's a shift.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what I'm going through. That's what I'm going through.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's it. Just let yourself keep grieving. as long and as much as you need to, Kevin. Seriously. We need to let our hearts break.
Right.
It's healthy.
Like earlier in the week, I was acting out, checking out. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, no, I can't do that.
Okay, good. Well, if you need to, check out, you know.
Right.
But when you're ready,
it's not going check anywhere. In. Right.
And let the healing. Sometimes healing is, sometimes it's too much. Sometimes we need to numb out. We need to be distracted. That's okay. Don't blame yourself for that.
For sure.
No. Sometimes we need to be heroin addicts. Sometimes we need to kill ourselves. Seriously.
I hear you.
No. It's not an easy life.
No, I know.
Not an easy life.
No.
For most people. You're opening. So the grieving is deepening you and expanding you.
Yeah.
Your cat will always be with you. I mean that for real. That's right. Let her come up. Let her come. Yeah. They're all with us. Everyone and everything that's ever departed.
Hmm.
There really is no departion, departing.
Yeah.
There's just transition.
I know.
I don't understand it, but that's my experience.
Well, it's all happening now, isn't it?
It sure is.
Somehow.
And you and the, and your cat are bonded profoundly forever.
Yeah.
So, of course, it's extremely painful to lose a loved one. Always.
Yes.
And there's the grieving, how often it comes, however long it comes. I mean, that's healthy. That's normal.
Yes.
So, but then when you can release the grief, then the connection will be there. The love will still be there. The friendship will still be there.
Right.
Always. That's the amazing thing about love. It's infinite. Real love is infinite. Death does not affect it.
For sure.
It transforms it. That's all.
Right.
It's expanding you. This is, you know, they're...
Right, I mean, we something we both signed up for.
We're all going to...
I guess.
Yeah, we all did.
Sure.
How beautiful the love that you have. Many people don't want to feel grief, so their heart turns to a rock, to a stone.
Yeah.
How lucky that yours is open and releasing. That's a blessing.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah? Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Thank you for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Oh, thank you. I wanted to ask about an experience I've been having energetically.
Sure.
When I meditate, and mm-hmm. it's been happening for several weeks, and mm-hmm. and when I sit, there's this spinning my body actually is spinning, and I thought it's energy moving up, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. like
does it feel like your actual body
is
spinning?
Oh, my body is okay. spinning, mm-hmm. seriously moving, and I'm just observing it and mm-hmm. noticing it. I've been, I probably started studying Kriya Yoga. Mm-hmm. a number of months ago and, mm-hmm. and have been meditating for very many years. Mm-hmm. My physical teacher is no longer present. She has dementia, which is just in another state. Mm-hmm. So I don't have someone I can physically ask. Mm-hmm. This morning I meditated at home so that I could sit here and not be disturbing to anyone around me still sitting here, I needed to just hold my awareness too. Because as soon as I bring my awareness to my medulla, pineal gland, and mm-hmm, the third mm-hmm. eye, yeah. it begins. Mm-hmm. And
let's sit together.
Okay.
Put your hands on your thighs like this. What's your name?
Rose. Rose Cannell.
Hi, Rose.
Hey, hi.
Let's sit with our eyes open.
Okay.
Just for a while. Or you can close them if you want.
No, it's good. This is good.
Actually, okay. Okay. What are you feeling right now? I feel something's going on.
I feel energy up yeah. in my yeah. heart.
Okay, yeah, I can feel that. Okay, yeah. You okay with that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Actually, yeah, close your eyes now. It's okay. Feel your feet on the ground.
Okay.
Legs on the chair, hands on your legs. Feel the breath down in your hara, your tantien, you know, below your navel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Between your second and third chakra, approximately. Mm-hmm. Third chakra, basically.
Okay.
Okay, that's it. There you are. Now be still, physically. There, yeah, I can feel your third eye. Let your eyes open. So, let's sit a little longer.
Pardon?
Let's sit a little longer.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah, let's sit a little longer. Just relax.
Okay.
What's going on in here? In your throat area? Anything?
Pardon?
Are you noticing anything in there?
No, I'm noticing it more here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm aware I do not always express what I am feeling.
Mm-hmm. I just want you to explore stillness, okay. even though there's this mm-hmm. sort of movement wanting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
There. Do you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think you need to work with stillness. I know you can't talk to your teacher now, but I would recommend that if you're having kriyas.
Okay.
Is to actually not move.
Okay.
And sit still. You can okay. do the movements if you want. Mm-hmm. Give yourself permission when you need mm-hmm. to. But also work with stillness because there's a lot of energy moving, mm-hmm. and you want those energies to open up the channels more.
Right.
And if you move, they won't.
Got it.
It can actually prevent that from happening.
Ah, okay.
So I can feel while we're sitting here, there's a lot of stuff starting to open up in you.
Right.
You got a lot of energy happening.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah, I do too. I just yeah. want to have,
yeah,
know,
I think
be
sitting,
open.
Yeah,
and
give yourself permission to be still, to
good.
Not move.
Okay.
And we'll see how that's going. We can check in on it another time.
Okay.
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 Well, let's do it for a minute here. How are we doing? Oh, we're almost. Okay, let's sit for another minute
okay.
or two. Yeah. Good. And just be aware of your breath down where I mentioned, below your navel. Natural breathing. No, don't do any mm-hmm, pranayama.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just do natural breathing down there. That's it. Let it breathe however it wants to.
Okay.
It's already happening for you. You don't need to do a lot now. Now you can just really be.
Right.
It's gonna, Wow, that's great.
Okay.
Love what's happening up in your third eye. Little beacon.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
I know,
pretty
it's great.
Cool.
And your crown is also cooking.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to open more.
Okay.
That's what I'm sensing. The whole upper cranial.
Yeah.
Be more happening through there.
Yeah.
So if you're still a lot of that, you can't, don't push any of that. Don't try to.
Right. Yeah, I'm not.
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
Good, good, good.
Just. Good.
Yeah. Stillness.
Okay.
Effortless stillness.
Okay.
And absolute attention, but not interfering. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Good.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, enjoy.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. We're out of time for questions today. I'm sorry if you didn't get a chance. let's just sit a little bit in silence. I'll have some more things to share. You are finding your way. It may not look like it sometimes. You know, sometimes it even looks like you're going backwards. But the bud, the rose does not go back into the bud. Oh. Sometimes the journey is very challenging, very difficult. But trust this profound openness, this profound being that you are. Listen to that silence. Open into that space. And trust that profound guiding force that is your life. Thank you so much for coming today. Happy trails.